From Focal Point's Courageous Discourse, Beyond Chemotherapy, A New Paradigm for Cancer Survival, by Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. In this episode of the Amber May Show, host Amber May interviews Dr. Peter McCullough, Chief Scientific Officer of the Wellness Company, to discuss innovative, repurposed treatments for cancer and detoxification protocols for those affected by SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. McCullough highlights recent observational research conducted by the McCullough Foundation and the Wellness Company regarding the off-label use of ivermectin and mebendazole as adjunctive cancer therapies. He explains that these generic anti-infectives exhibit antineoplastic properties, specifically reducing tumor proliferation, inhibiting angiogenesis, and promoting apoptosis. The study showed promising outcomes, with patients reporting high rates of remission maintenance, stabilized active cancer, and occasional regression, alongside acceptable safety profiles. Dr. McCullough argues that the medical-industrial complex and the book-and-bill paradigm in cancer centers, which incentivize the use of expensive, proprietary chemotherapy, hinder the routine adoption of low-cost generic alternatives. He expresses frustration over the slow pace of institutional validation and calls for large-scale, prospective, randomized, placebo-controlled trials to verify these signals. The conversation pivots to the persistent health risks posed by the spike protein from both SARS-CoV-2 infection and mRNA vaccines. Dr. McCullough clarifies that while the body does not replicate the vaccine's mRNA, the spike protein remains a systemic danger. He outlines a core detoxification protocol for exposed individuals, which includes ultimate spike detox, recommended twice daily on an empty stomach, ultra NAC, to support liver detoxification with potential to clear mRNA and its fragments, containing N-acetylcysteine and milk thistle, therapeutic sweating, utilizing infrared saunas or heat blankets to assist in eliminating the spike protein, nasal sprays/gargles, used twice daily as a defense against infection and shedding. Both participants express deep skepticism regarding the current state of federal health leadership. While acknowledging the potential for change under the new administration, Dr. McCullough notes that little substantive progress has been made by the current NIH leadership. He emphasizes that for the 20 million cancer patients and those suffering from vaccine injuries, waiting for slow-moving federal institutions is not a viable strategy. Instead, he advocates for patients to take charge of their health, work with private practitioners, and utilize accessible, evidence-based repurposed treatments. Altera-I may be used to assist in searches, synthesis, and review. Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH, Chief Scientific Officer, The Wellness Company,